This is a replay of the Wednesday night, August 12th WGN show. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call, and I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoip. For the best deal and good customer service, it's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
We have 3 hours to spend together. If it's on your mind, it's on mine. So the eclipse happened this afternoon, and if you were in northern Spain or maybe the Arctic Circle, you saw it. Anybody else, well, that's nothing to write home about. Also, as usual, all the astrologers predicted all manner of doom or change or what have you. Nothing happened that I could find anyway. But maybe you've got an example, and I'd love to hear it. Yeah, so they're on to something else now, of course, don't you know? Yeah, never a shortage of predictions. So we've had electricity now for, what, 150 years, give or take a couple? Everywhere, pretty much. Okay, maybe not everywhere, but widespread. Certainly in the last several decades. You would think that by now there would be a standard. And of course, if you travel, you know how vexing this can be. There are actually 15 standards, depending on what country you're in. Now, interestingly, about 40 years ago, someone or other decided they would have a standard that would be worldwide, and they brought out Type N. So far, in the last 40 years, it's been adopted by two countries, South Africa and Brazil. So I guess they're in the loop, but no one else has, so much for worldwide standard. But it's fascinating to note, you know, some of it, of course, you know, there's politics to a degree, of course. There's definitely economics to a degree. And it's fun to note, and also to note the variances. But next time you're packing your luggage, yeah, and it's weighted down. And there's one transformer, I think it's a G in Great Britain. The safest ever. Yeah, right, except you'll get a hernia lifting it. So it's also the heaviest ever. Maybe that's an exaggeration, but it is the heaviest by far. But nonetheless, still talking about that, and not since 1934 when they came out with the idea of a standard has anybody done anything about it. All right, well, then there's the issue of metric versus our system, right? And that's where you get into Germany says, well, I only want 50 hertz. I don't want 60. I want it aligned with the metric system. So on it goes. 15 now. Who knows how many tomorrow. Don in Beloit is going to kick it off tonight. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh.
What's happening?
I use a notebook to talk to you about, you know, consulting certain notes. And I put it down somewhere because I was eating, and I don't know where I put my Raleigh notebook.
Isn't that
funny?
Yeah, I relate
so
to that. The amount of time we waste looking for things.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
Yep.
You know, I wanted to kick off by saying that you really do have an amazing set of listeners. And as I was listening last night, you know, I was trying to think of like two that come to mind is I'm sorry, who's married to Gary? That you're
Fran.
You're Fran. She's so sweet. She has such a great disposition and photographic memory of songs and things like that.
Yeah.
And just a great attitude. And also, I want to say the same thing about, is it Stephanie, your R&B expert in Madison?
Stephanie, yes, absolutely.
She's also blind. She has so many great stories about old songs that are so obscure. She just seems to know everything. But yeah, Eduardo's great. I really like listening to him, which I do regularly on another station, on another program somewhere. But yeah, I never miss that. He's great. I really like everybody likes Eduardo too. Who wouldn't like Eduardo? He plugs away at trying to improve himself, for example.
You are a man with time on your hands. I haven't thought this much about the callers, but it's nice that you have.
Well, you know, we're all trying to get together someday or whatever.
There
you
are,
you know.
Right. Like the nightcaps, we'll have nightstands and magazines and meetings.
Yeah.
Don't hold your breath. All right, so yes.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about with this electric future for South Africa. Is that what
you're
saying?
No. I was just talking about, it came up for a couple reasons, but if you're traveling abroad, as you know, you can't just bring all the appliances you would normally bring because it's not going to fit into any plug you're going to encounter. And it turns out that there's 15 different systems right now on Earth, depending on in developed countries, you know, obviously. And so they came up with a universal plug about, I remember, around 1950 or so. And since then, the universal plug, only two countries ever adopted it, South Africa and Brazil. No one else went with it. The G plug, you know, everything fits a letter of the alphabet. We have A and B. But anyway, the G plug is considered the world's safest. Great Britain uses it. It's also the world's heaviest because it's got a fuse in it.
Okay.
So,
well, I'm looking at that. It's kind of interesting because I worked with electricity much of my life, and I see what you mean there. Yeah, different outlets, different adapters. You know, you want to go across Europe, you're going to have a problem if you want to bring your toaster.
That's it. Well, anything, your hairdryer, whatever. And it's not just we have to have, quote unquote, the European plug. I mean, it's every country for their own. And you know, of course, it's not only the shape of the clue, because some people say, well, why can't you just get an adapter? It's not as simple as that, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, and there to this day, there's people trying to tweak the equation, because after all, less current, more voltage, and on it goes.
Well, I think the main problem for people from my perspective is you just got to settle on a voltage, and maybe 60 cycles per second versus 50. I mean, that's a big difference.
Well, yes, and
really, really affects things.
Right.
Europe went 50, America went 60.
Right. And Germany won't budge. They're 50 all the way.
But I've been around a lot of old power plants where, you know, the original equipment like might still be hanging around from like the 15 hertz or the 30 hertz, you know. Back in the old days, you know, it wasn't always 60. It came to that after many, many decades.
Well, of course, not only that, it started out as direct current.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. And now the world's going back to that. There's a lot of DC projects. You can Google it. You know, like DC is supposed to be really efficient to shoot across long distances without much, at very high voltages. So there's projects like that across like Iowa and Illinois and stuff like that.
It's interesting because, of course, they were touting AC originally as being able to travel so much farther. So, but I think you hit on it. Very high voltages.
Oh, yeah. So if you go to like, the Raleigh James windmill farm, you know, you're going to have a bunch of DC generators on all those windmills, so it's a lot better if you could just not have to flip it from DC to AC, send it down the road, and try to fight like everybody else on the grid. So some of these new DC people are saying, let's forget that, we'll just stick with DC and we'll shoot it across really long distances, and apparently it's got certain efficiencies for certain types of users.
Mm-hmm.
that's the latest and greatest from when I was studying this about 3 years ago.
Well, there you are.
Yeah, I don't know. I was, you know, you and I were talking Monday night. I was mentioning this, I'm sorry, I don't have my notes in front of me, but that singer from the 1940s that I requested, and she had her own TV show, radio show. Mm-hmm. She was like a R&B singer, 1940.
Looking for your notes now. Okay. We had Hazel Scott.
Yeah.
All right. And I was going to play you some Bobby Charles, the original See You Later, Alligator.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. I was really excited about it. I was very intrigued. I'm sorry, I didn't know that was a cover that was done later.
Well, of course. Oh, you thought Bill Haley actually originated things? Oh,
I don't know. I don't know.
All right.
What a voice.
Yep. Yeah, originally The Saddlemen. It was a country act.
You just hear stuff on the radio like, oh, I'm going to write that one down and look into it later. Yeah.
All right.
Well, these tornadoes are just amazing. I guess in the history of keeping track, there's never been so many as Illinois has gotten hit with. I guess officially about 202 or so now or something.
It is pretty amazing. Yeah.
It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy.
It's the end of the world as we know it. I don't think so, but...
You know, I'll leave you with this. I had a bunch of friends that came up, the people I know, like friends of friends, that came visiting reunions and stuff like this from Phoenix. They came up this way. They've been around the country, but I was asking, but they'd never been to Wisconsin. So I said, you know, after a couple of days, I was like, all right, Phoenix people, what do you think of Wisconsin? What is the one thing about Wisconsin that... like blew your mind, or you didn't expect it. They're like, they all said the same thing. They're, it's so green. It's like they could not believe like how green, because we've been inundated with so much rain and everything's lush, you know. And
if you're in the middle of Georgia, you probably don't think it's green at all.
Exactly.
It's all relative.
How's your high temperatures been doing lately?
Oh, highs have been about 111 during the day. But, you know, when we're in the Globe studio, which I am tonight, Globe, unlike the Phoenix Metro, we've got elevation, so it's cool at night and absolutely livable. But, you know, when I'm in the Valley, which is most of the time lately, you know, it can be midnight. You go outside, it's still 92 degrees. You know, it's like, what the hell?
Yeah.
You know, so, but then again, you know, then it's wonderful in January. There's no perfect place.
Okay.
You know, no matter what, no matter where you live, you can find something to complain about.
Well, that's definitely the case.
This too shall pass. We've got good air conditioning, as does everybody. You know, that's the interesting thing. When I've lived in areas that are supposedly not in need of air conditioning, like Seattle, all right? And well, we don't need air conditioning. Yeah, except for those 3 weeks in July. The hell you don't. You know, the same thing in the Deep South where we don't need heat. Yeah, well, except for those 2 weeks in February. So those are the places I hate. It's like, no, give me good HVAC. If it's hot enough for air conditioning, that's great. Otherwise, it's cold enough for heat. There's really no reason to open a window.
And you got the storage container, HVAC.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yes, oh, absolutely. And insulated and carpeted. Yeah, these are nice storage containers.
Yeah, that's good. If reflective stuff and insulation on top of a roof, of, you know, otherwise it's a steel box oven. But if you can do stuff to your rooftop,
well,
and reflect some of that.
Yeah, obviously, that's one of the first things you do is have that completely treated. Yeah. So it's
you're an expert in that stuff. I know you've talked a little bit about it. That's cool.
I don't know that I'm an expert, but I've learned the hard way on all of it.
Yeah. Well, Riley, you have a great show.
Thanks
really
for calling.
Nice talking, yeah.
And we'll play Bobby
You're
Charles
welcome.
Next to you. Hear Later Alligator came out on Chess in 1955.
Oh, Chess. Right. Oh, great.
All right. Thanks. Yeah, we'll talk a little about Bobby Charles. And we'll get to Nick in Chicago, more requests. And I've got several. In fact, I was going to play the Impalas because that was one of the first requests we got. And I will, by the way. It was a sorry I ran all the way home. And I'll be true to that. And that was Mike in Elmwood Park. But while I was pulling it, I pulled the wrong Impalas at first. Yeah, the Chicago Impalas, I Still Love You, 1968 on Bunky. I thought, now there's a record. So you'll probably hear it too. And more coming up on WGN Radio. We'll be right back.
saw my baby walking with another man today. Well, I saw my baby walking with another man today. When I asked her what's the matter, this is what I heard her say. See you later, alligator, after a while, crocodile. See you later, alligator, after a while, crocodile. Can't you see you're in my way now? Don't you know you grab my style? When I thought of what you told me, it nearly made me lose my head. When I thought of what you told me, it nearly made me lose my head. But the next time that I saw her, I remind her what she said. See you later, alligator, after a while, crocodile. See you later, alligator, after a while, crocodile. Ain't you see you're in the way now? Don't you know you can't my style?
WGN Radio. I'm Riley James. Well, there it is, the original Later Alligator, which is what's on the label on Chess. It was an interesting story because Bobby Charles was a kid who was Cajun, grew up way south of New Orleans in Cajun country in Abbeville. And he liked country and early Fats Domino. I mean, that really kind of changed his life. And he was writing songs. And a record store owner in Crowley, Louisiana, called Leonard Chess on the phone and said, I got this kid you got to hear. And so here's Bobby Charles singing Later Alligator on the phone to Leonard Chess. So Leonard Chess, that's all he needed to hear. So I'm flying you up here. And it was the shock of Leonard Chess's life. He never expected the guy to be white, but he absolutely was. And of course, he did it. And it didn't do very much. The cover by Bill Haley, of course, made him some money. But it was far from the only thing he ever wrote. He wrote I Don't Know Why, But I Do, you know, the Clarence Frogman Henry song. It was a major, major hit. And several other things as well. So also did a lot of co-writing, including with Willie Nelson. And that was there was actually a documentary about him, In a Good Place Now, The Life and Music of Bobby Charles. And that that came out a couple of years ago, should you be interested. But the Museum of the Gulf Coast, yeah, Port Arthur, don't you know, of course, inducted him into the Music Hall of Fame, which includes 80 artists from the Gulf Coast. Yeah, of course, you're Janis Joplin and you're George Jones and you're Tex Ritter and you're ZZ Top and others. But that's the original. So when Don mentioned he wanted to hear See You Later, Alligator by Bill Haley in the comments, I said, why? Let's play the original. All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. We'll get to Nick in Chicago, Cindy in Chicago. There's plenty of room for you, too, right here tonight. Yeah, 2.5 more hours on WGN Radio. No, not the same as the New York group, obviously. Yeah, Chicago soul at its finest. Bill Shepherd, Bunky Shepherd on Bunky, of course, produced that in 1968. You might ask yourself, who were the Impalas? I wonder that, too. If you know, let me know. All right. I haven't found anybody who knows who these Impalas are. Now, the New York Impalas, which was Mike's request that we'll play next, that we know, yeah. But as far as these Impalas, I don't know who they were. David Jefferson wrote it. I don't know anything about him either. So there you have the musical mystery of the moment. 888-876-5593 is 8888-Raleigh. Nick is in Chicago. Hey, Nick, what's up?
Hey, thank you. Nice to talk to you again.
Indeed.
And the, yeah, thank you. And the USA Today, I'm going to refer to something from a newspaper, August 10, in the life section, section D, but that's where they have, it's your birthday. And it says, who's celebrating today? Now, that was a few days ago, but musician Ian Anderson, 79 years old. Do you know who he is?
Yeah, and so do you, I would assume.
Oh, really?
Yeah, absolutely. But when was his birthday? He is about 79. That would make sense.
Well, it said here August 10.
Yeah, Jethro Tull.
The papers of yeah. August 10.
No, he's with Jethro Tull, and he's Scottish.
Oh, really? Jethro Tull?
Yeah.
That's, where is that from?
What do you mean? That's, that, that? That was a, they had hits. That was a band. And,
oh, okay.
As far as that goes, and I think they were originally from Blackpool, but in any event, yeah, Jethro okay. Tull had a number of hits. So yeah,
I'm thinking about Jethro, like from the Beverly Hills.
No. Not a person. Yeah. Not a person. A band.
Yeah.
And it's a British rock band, and they were from Blackpool, like I say. And Blackpool Mecca used to be one of the great Northern Soul all-nighter locations.
Wow.
But, you know, they were going with everything from hard rock to classical and, you know, a lot of flute solos. If it's your kind of stuff, and it's not mine, but they had a number of hits between, you know, 67 and probably 2017 or so.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Then another one here is drummer... John, spelled J-O-N, Ferris, F-A-R-R-I-S-S, and then has a parenthesis, I-N-X-S.
Yeah, and then in excess, in excess.
Oh, okay, in excess. Oh, yeah, I like that. That's...
Yeah, that's the band, and he would only be in his mid-60s now. He's from Australia.
Uh-huh.
And
okay,
so,
and the last one that I was going to ask you about is Michael Bivins, B-I-V-I-N-S, in parentheses, New Edition.
Right.
Age 58.
And there's not lots of good stuff there on that. And, yeah, he was, Michael Bivins was the front man for them, and New Edition, and Belle Biv DeVoe, hence Biv, if you're familiar with them. But he was one of the founders of New Edition, and I love their stuff. So I think, I don't know if this is true because I'm not in Chicago and I did not see it with my own eyes, but someone told me that he was doing morning news on WGN-TV.
Oh.
I don't know.
Well, I don't
but
catch
Michael
it
Bivins, B-I-V-I-N-S, and Boston, obviously, because it's New Edition, and they had a number of great things. So, yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Would you be able to play? I did ask you about King of the Road. I don't know. You may have played it already.
I will play that for you next.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you.
All right.
When you play that, think of me when I used to drive the truck.
There you are. The All right. Well, yeah. Thanks. Appreciate
or
it.
Or if you want, nowadays, Queen of the Road.
There was one. There was an answer record. Jody Miller did it. You don't want to hear it.
Okay.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it. Yeah.
Okay.
There's absolutely nothing by Jody Miller you want to hear. But in any event, we'll get to Cindy in Chicago. There's room for you, too. 888-876-5593. Time for me to talk about the Seacrane Company. And, you know, Bob Crane has not developed any product that I didn't think was just superior. Just great, great stuff. And the CC Skywave 2 is a fine example. It'll fit in the palm of your hand. You can use it as your travel radio. It's got presets. It's got, you know, digital readout and a little light and a clock and a little timer and all those things. But what it really has is terrific AM and FM reception and more. Like, if you're traveling, the reason I say travel radio, the VHF band with all the air traffic controllers, hear them jawing back and forth. Now, granted, a lot of them are on UHF, but those on VHF, well, you'll hear every word of it. That's for sure. You also got the weather band and the weather alert. which if you didn't think that was important, then there was this week. How many tornadoes in the Chicago area? So being aware is helpful. This is just a great little radio, and if you go to ccradio.com, you can take a look at it, ccradio.com. Just two AA batteries will get you up to 70 hours of pleasurable listening. So it is a wonderful travel companion. And like everything else, like I say, man, compared to the average radio you put in the palm of your hand, oh man, you'll pick up things AM and FM that you just will not hear anywhere else. If you can go to ccradio.com, ccradio.com, you can look at the CC Skywave 2 and learn all about it, see it and all that. And nice thing about the catalog, it's not only products, it's great information about radio too. But if you can't go online, or if you wind up with a lot of questions, you can call them because they've got terrific customer service. 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-T-U-N-E. Easy to remember. 522-TUNE. Yes, and you'll be tuning with no problem on this. It's the CC Skywave Radio 2. Check it out at the Sea Crane Company. You tell them Raleigh sent you on WGN Radio.
Trailer for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets, ain't got no cigarettes. Ah, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 4-bit room. I'm a man of means by no means, king of the road. Third boxcar, midnight train, destination Bangor, Maine. Wool worn out suit and shoes, I don't pay no union dues. I smoke old stogies I have found, short but not too big around. I'm a man of means by no means, king of the road. I know every engineer on every train, all of the children and all of their names, and every handout in every town, and every lock that ain't locked when no one's around. I sing trailers for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets, ain't got no cigarettes. Ah, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 4-bit room. I'm a
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. And yeah, that was the record that kind of started it for Roger Miller. And certainly not in terms of what he was doing before the public was aware, but it was interesting because when that album came out, they called it The Return of Roger Miller. The Return? All right. And as I was mentioning, Jody Miller had an answer record, of course, Queen of the House, don't you know? And I won't belabor much of it, but just in case you haven't heard it.
At 6, bacon and eggs to fix. 4 kids from 1 to 4. Pretty soon there'll be one more. I got.
And you can figure out how it goes from there. They're both from Oklahoma. They both had the last name of Miller, and there were no relationship whatsoever. All right. Let's see. 888-876-5593. Always say I defer to first-time callers because they intentionally won't wait that long. I know that's true. But Charlie is a first-time caller, and he is an OSIP, so welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi. It's nice to talk to you. I'm a first-time caller, but I've been listening to you off and on for about 6 months. I would like to hear a song by the Dave Clark Five. It was from their 1964 or 65 movie called Having a Wild Weekend. The name of the song is When, W-H-E-N.
Yep.
It's quite obscure, but I'm sure you
heard it.
I'd like to hear that.
Okay. I'll do that for you. It'll be after the news.
Thank you.
All right. Keep listening and call me again.
Great.
I hope so. Thanks.
I will.
All right. Appreciate it. So, yes, indeed. All right. Yes. Dave Clark Five. Yes. When I was doing the music for KJ, a little AM that I have, you know, that's really my toy. I don't try to commercialize it, although it's a commercial radio station, but I just play what I want. But something, I don't know, possessed me for some reason to say, well, we have to have a couple hits on this. I don't know why. I just don't have time to fix it. And then I thought, well, we have to have a couple Wimpy White artists on this. Again, I don't know why. And so we're driving along yesterday, and something about the Dave Clark pipe was on, and John said, that's a truly awful record. What on earth did you put that? I said, I don't know. I just haven't time to get it out of there. But it wasn't When. When actually isn't on the playlist, but it'll be on our playlist after the news. All right, so now with that in mind, we will say hello. First, let me free the line to Cindy in Chicago. What's up tonight, Cindy?
Yes. I just want to explain how Chicago is.
Okay. All right. The floor is yours.
You have to have lived here. Okay. With the funeral parlor, those people must have been controlled by drugs or something.
What?
She must have been a drug addict. I mean,
let's face it. What she did is reprehensible, but we have no reason to know that she was a drug addict. That's a leap of faith I wouldn't make.
Well, the thing about it is, the way Chicago is, it's just black and white. That's just the way it is. You're either controlled by good, or you're controlled by something evil, and that's just the way.
Well, wouldn't that, by the way, be anywhere?
Especially here, it's like extremes here, though.
You think more than other places. Now, so with that, what's your standard of comparison? Where else have you been?
Nowhere.
I've
had such possessed neighbors, and some are saints, and some are just possessed.
Uh-huh. Well,
I don't know what it's like. The mood, it's like, and then for me, the way I am, the reason that I am the way I am is it's like that show Bonanza, or like that with that Big Valley, where the good people have to be twice as strong to stand up to it.
Uh huh.
That's just the way it is here.
I see.
Okay, are you gonna play my song? I just want some good.
Yeah, I promise. Let's see. You want to hear "Let's Get It On" by Marvin Gaye, and you will next hour.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks. Appreciate it. All right.
All right.
All right.
Bye-bye.
So yeah, I don't know what's going on in the background there. Sounds like sort of a chicken farm. It can't be right. So 888-876-5593, and if it is on your mind, I'll make sure it's on mine. And been relatively slow the last couple nights, and I think that's probably more people are tuned to the weather than me, because it has been somewhat shocking, to say the least. But I'll try to find something of interest and get more of your requests as well. And it's interesting what you request as far as that goes, but Engineer Bob sent me a list of songs that were retitled before they were actually brought out to the American public. And obviously a really good idea. Born to Run by Bruce Springsteen, a big hit. First he called it Wings for Wheels. Yeah, Hotel California was Mexican Reggae. I am not making that up. And apparently, when Don Henley and Glenn Frey were shaping the lyrics, they realized the story was much larger, and hence Hotel California. But it was going to be Mexican Reggae. Good Vibration was Good Vibes. Okay, not that far from that. Free Fall and Tom Petty, that was It's a Long Day. All right. Superstition by Stevie Wonder. That's kind of interesting. Very superstitious. Certainly lyrics in the song. And what else do we have? What's Going On by Marvin Gaye. That's what made me think about it, Cindy's request. And that was going to be called What's Happening, Brother? And they decided at the last minute, maybe not. But even Bob Dylan had a change of heart here. He obviously came out with Blowing in the Wind, but that's not what he titled it originally. It was Answer, My Friend. All right, well, I can see that. And Crazy, the Patsy Cline song, that was written by, of course, Willie Nelson. And he originally called it Stupid, which fit the lyrics as far as that goes. But he realized before he even peddled it out to be sung by anybody that probably Stupid wouldn't convey exactly what he was trying to do with the song. All right, Born in the USA. Yeah, there's a classic if ever there was one. Bruce Springsteen, that was originally titled Vietnam. I am not making that up. All right. And that was Madonna's Material Girl. That was originally Living in a Material World, which from the lyrics, you'd know that. So interesting how that changes. And there's a lot of them. Danny and the Juniors at the Hop was originally Do the Bop. In fact, it was Dick Clark who suggested they change it, and he got half writer's credit for that. Not bad, but a number of others as well. So that's the deal. I'm going to play When, and I might do it now because I absolutely at this moment in time need to leave the studio. It's a long story, but and I will. But so let me see if I can find When before I go. All right. Yeah, I don't want to find a remastered version. I hate that, and so much of what I play is because I was lazy and I pulled it from CDs and stuff. But I guess this is probably from Have a Wild Weekend. This is somewhat remastered as well, but it's as good as it's going to get right now. James, well, they're quicker than I expected to give that request, but there you have it, and I kind of wish they did an album version. Oh, my God. All right, but we're back until the news, and I can make it through 4 minutes of anything, and I'll prove that right about now. We've got, thank God this isn't television, got Chris in South Carolina. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Hey, how you doing, Raleigh?
All right, how about yourself?
I'm fine. I just found out another tool to keep me alert from the severe weather, a local TV station.
Well, sure. The local television and radio stations all have to give EAS alerts. It's required.
Yeah.
It's not voluntary.
Yeah. You ever heard of WGGF Channel 16?
Yeah. But if they're licensed, they're given the EAS alerts.
Yeah. I just got an alert from a flash flood warning from Farmburg again.
Yeah,
they don't use the ticker tape.
Right, GGS
is the black screen.
Right. They're in Greenville, and that's actually Carolina Christian, I think, and they program from Asheville to Greenville, basically. But it is an absolute license condition that you have EAS monitors and that you relay the messages that are appropriate.
Yeah, because, you know, they don't use the ticker tape. They use, like, a black screen.
Well, they can do whatever they want. They can do whatever they want as long as they get those tones out there.
Yeah, but the thing is, you got to cut the volume up low to hear the message.
Well, that's not too good.
Mm-hmm. And they do it by pages, like the full screen, like page one, page two.
Okay.
Like if it got a lot of counties affected.
Uh-huh. Well, they have leeway in how they do it, but it does have to be audible.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And
sure.
Like if you're watching a program, it just blacks it out.
You of course.
You see the black screen with white letters.
Right. Good. As opposed to doing
TV
a crawl.
In the dark.
Well, yeah, I don't know how many people that would be. And also how many people are listening over the air, which is another thing as well.
Yeah, but that whole black screen, you probably see that stuff on cable TV, like your cable system blocks it out.
Well, they very well may. I don't watch television, so you got to talk to somebody who does. But, you know, you can. You have a lot of leeway in what you do, but the bottom line is you got to get those messages on there.
I know the TV station, like, they don't buzz the EAS. They use the crawl.
Well, that's still EAS. It's still the same system. You can crawl it if you're video, if you want to crawl it, but you've got to get it on there. Well, to a degree. All right, you've ended the hour. We'll talk a little more about that next hour, and thanks for calling. Appreciate it, Chris. All right, we will go over some of the EAS guidelines coming up and whatever else is on your mind, because I can tell that's going to be kind of dry. So more coming up in moments here on WGN Radio.
Sorry, sorry. Sorry.
James. Yep, Brooklyn was the home of the Impalas. Lead singer Joe Speedo Frazier was the only African-American in the group. Most people knew of Tony Carlucci, though, and also Richard Wagner and Lenny Rinda. And they were an interesting group with one record, and it was originally out on Hamilton. The guys who wrote the record had a little label, Hamilton. It was Artie and Gino. I don't know what their names were, but that's who they were. Artie and Gino had Hamilton Records, and nobody'd heard of that either. And so they put out Sorry I Ran All the Way Home, and you never would have heard it, except Alan Freed heard it and said, man, you make me co-writer, and I'll get you a label deal. And so Alan Freed became co-writer, and it was on Cub, which is a subsidiary of MGM, and that got to number two nationally. So I guess splitting some running royalties with Alan made a lot of sense after all. That's it. They had some follow-ups on Cub. You've never heard them, and it's just as well. All right, so 888-876-5593. I promised I'll make this brief, but for those who are interested in EAS tests, because, you know, you hear them all the time, there are certain requirements that broadcast and cable have have, whether it's AM or FM or TV or, like I say, a cable channel. And the first one is you've got to have gear that can encode and decode the messages. And by all accounts, Sage was the absolute best at this. And, you know, if you've got that equipment, be kind to it, because they stopped making it, and it's still the best as far as that goes in terms of ease of use and all that. So obviously you have to take this equipment and hook it up to monitors that can pick up what it is that you're having to rebroadcast or at least log. And so that usually requires the National Weather Service on one monitor and some form of a public service monitor. Plus you can use computer as well, but not only. Now, as far as the tests, there aren't that many that you are absolutely required to carry. A lot of it's optional, but you're required to carry the required monthly test, and you got to log the weekly test. And on that monthly test, you got to carry the audio, not just the tones, but the audio as well. And other than that, it's mostly things like the national periodic test or the emergency action notification, which would be a national emergency. But beyond that, when you get into that there's a tornado nearby or whatever, that's relatively optional. And the equipment allows you to set it up any way you want in terms of whether you're going to rebroadcast it. So maybe you'll say, well, I want to rebroadcast warnings of anything in this county, for instance, as opposed to, you know, in the state next to you or whatever. So you pick out what you want, and then you broadcast what you want. But you better, that EAN and NPT, those national tests, you better carry those, and that required monthly test. Now, for the monthly, you are required to have content in addition to the tones. For the weekly test, tones are just fine as far as that goes. So that's, and you got to send them out once a week. And this just ensures that your equipment is working. Now, that's the whole deal. For television, as I say, for the monthly test, man, they better have audio on that as well. And yes, you can use a crawl, but it's got to be prominently placed, and that's in addition to. Now, for the other things you're carrying, like the weather alerts, you know, again, it's up to what you feel is best for your market, and that's really all there is to it. But oh, there's a real underbelly to this these days. When this was set up, and of course it's an indirect outgrowth of Connell Rad from 1951, and in the Truman years, you know, then we had EBS and then EAS, which we've had for decades. What's happened is that the local alerts primarily came from the county emergency managers, and that was great until about 20 years ago, when most of the county emergency managers knew absolutely nothing about broadcast and didn't want to know anything about broadcast. So you've got a lot of counties now where they just don't have anybody in place to get you the information that you're really going to need in term of an emergency. And that's why, for instance, in where I own stations in my county, I become the LP1 so that I'll disseminate the information. But it's obviously not ideal. Ideal is that the county is up to it and they're giving you the information as it will happen, but less and less is that the case. And, you know, years ago, I feel so guilty because for years I damned Clear Channel for this when the train derailment happened in Minot, North Dakota, and nobody was notified and people died. Well, the reality, it was not a Clear Channel failure. It's true that there was nobody in those stations, but it wouldn't have mattered because there were no alerts. The county did not send out any alerts. And therein lies the problem. They were actually monitored in those stations in Minneapolis. And had there been alerts, they would have been handled. But they didn't come. And I can't tell you how often that's happening coast to coast at this point. And you see a lot of sloppiness, in some cases in the parts of entire states. But usually it's county by county. And as the guys who knew it, and it can be gals too, but it's usually guys who knew what they were doing, retired, the people who replaced them, you talk to them and they say, hey, in the interview, they never even mentioned broadcast. So we got some issues coming up here. And I'm pleased to say the FCC is aware, but exactly what they can do or how they'll do it, well, that's another story. But I promised I wouldn't belabor that, so we're done. All right, so 888-876-5593. Jay is in Cincinnati. So, yay, okay, Jay, welcome to WGN Radio.
Yeah, you got a fabulous library there, Raleigh.
No, thank you.
Of music. I wonder if you could play, it's a collaboration with Eric Clapton and Bob Dylan called Sign Language.
Okay.
That'd
have that,
great.
Actually. I will do it for you, Jay. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. All right, so let me write that down. I also wrote those Jay and Cincy. Oh, man, just seeing Cincy makes me hungry for Skyline Chili. But, yeah, and maybe some Grater's ice cream on the side. All right, so 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. And I will. Cindy called back, and I promised I'd play her Let's Get It On. So let's get it on right now on WGN Radio. Marvin Gaye, he did not write it. Interestingly, Ed Townsend, yeah, the guy who did For Your Love, yeah, a little different, wrote it in 1973. That was out on Tamla. It was quite the hit, and that was Cindy's choice. And speaking of Cindy, she's back. All right, Cindy, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Well, actually, I'm Baptist, but go mostly to the Lutheran church now if I go. And what I wanted to ask, sometimes I have religious questions. Okay, I want to go to church and pray for the drought in Europe,
right,
and for Puerto Rico. Does it matter more if you go to church to pray or just pray?
No, God is everywhere. God is everywhere, even in your bathroom. You can pray anywhere you want.
Yeah, because Elijah prayed quietly, yes, and God heard him.
Anywhere's fine. He hears us good or bad no matter what. So feel free to stay home and reach out.
I don't know if people are thinking of this, but like even England, like Great Britain, England is, I mean, you always hear like they have fog and rain and it's so gloomy there. They have a drought.
Well, that's not impossible.
I don't know. Well, I remember about 10, 12 years ago, we had a drought in the Midwest, and they were saying, like, the Midwest was going to turn to a desert.
No, a dust bowl again, right? All the, yeah, absolutely. There's nowhere that's immune from drought conditions, and right now, two-thirds of England's facing them. What is going on in the background?
That's my new phone, maybe.
Well, whatever. Yeah, it's damn annoying, so work on that. All right, I'll talk to you later, Cindy, because that's intolerable. Not your fault, but for a minute there, I thought she was calling from a chicken farm, but that's not what it is. But I don't know what it is. But anyway, there you have it. But over two-thirds of England, and I don't know that there's any habitable area that's immune from drought conditions, and it's relatively common in Great Britain. I think every decade or so they have drought. out, usually in the summer, and not anything to say, oh my God, they're having a drought. Well, yes, that happens, and right now, unfortunately, it is pervasive in so many places on the earth. We're talking about Germany last night, for instance. All right, so 888-876-5593 is 8888-RALEIGH. Marty is in Whiting. What's happening, Marty?
Pretty good, Raleigh. How are you doing tonight?
Can't complain.
I wanted to thank you for playing the circle game, even though it wasn't Joni Mitchell's version. But I did make sure I hit the record button, so I recorded it.
Oh, good. Did you like it? That was the first one recorded.
Yeah, and it's ironic. It's probably 5 or 6 years ago. It was a cable channel. It might not have been PBS, but it was a documentary about Buffy St. Marie.
Uh-huh.
And so when you played that last night, you mentioned her name. I'd kind of forgotten her name, but it's like, that's kind of ironic.
Yeah.
And then you mentioned Tom Rush's name because it was yesterday morning. The only reason I brought that request, posed that request to you, was because they had a little article about Tom Rush.
Uh-huh.
And his third folk album, he named it The Circle Game.
Yeah.
He'd seen Joni Mitchell back in Detroit, Michigan, he said. But
yeah,
that was kind of a...
Well, that's
kind of fell in place there.
That's why I did mention it. His version is closer to Joni's. To me, they sound like funeral dirges. But I thought Buffy did a real good job of it.
Yeah, I really liked it. I'm glad this time I told you what happened last week on a buddy guy's birthday. You played little by little,
uh-huh,
and in my haste, I forgot to hit the record button.
Ah. Well, we'll be playing it again, I'm sure.
Yeah, sometime down the road. Well, I did record the live version with Junior Wells. There's a blues channel here out of Gary.
Uh-huh.
And the next day, the DJ played it for me. But maybe one of these times down here in the near future, you said it was from, I think you said 19, or you said the original version was by Junior Wells,
uh-huh,
Little by Little.
Uh-huh.
So that's the one I don't have. So maybe sometime in the near future, I'll request that.
All right. I got to write this down
so I won't
forget. Wait, let's see.
Okay. I do got a request, though.
Oh, still doing this one. Well, I still have a little bit of soap. Well, that was Mike. Never mind. So Little by Little, Junior Wells, and that's for Marty and Whiting. Okay. What else?
Itchy Koo Park. You mentioned that.
Oh, God.
You know what? Oh, you don't like it?
Well, of course not, but I'll play it for you.
Okay.
All right.
All righty.
All right. Thanks, Marty.
And then one more thing real quick.
Yes.
When you mentioned Richard Pryor,
yes,
you made me about fall off my couch laughing. I'd never heard that saying before.
Oh, yeah. It's really terrible. The mind is a terrible thing to baste. I wish I never heard it because now I can't unhear it.
I'd never heard that before. I know you're not a TV watcher, but years ago, when he recovered from being burned by freebasing, maybe you heard this down, even though you didn't watch the show, the documentary, but he goes, well, I dipped my cookie into the milk and exploded.
Yeah,
that was his reason for the burns.
Yeah, good enough, exactly. I don't know who coined that originally. Mine is a terrible thing to it, but whoever it is, it's never gone away. So obviously, if you've never heard it, it didn't. I may be the only one who remembers it.
Well, it's going to be one of those earworms now because I can't forget that now. So
sorry about that.
That's all right. Have a good night.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it. All right, so indeed, 888-876-5593. Chuck in Downers Grove has a request. Okay, what does Chuck want to hear? Hey, Chuck.
Hi, Raleigh. Can you play Good Night by the Elegants?
Oh, actually, I play that on KJ all the time as my midnight song. I'll be happy to.
That's a great tune.
Yeah.
And can you play Magic Mirror by the Whirlers?
Oh, the Whirlers version. Interesting. All right.
Yeah.
All right. I like the way you think.
And okay. And Mr. Lonely by the Vidals.
Vidals, yes. Yes.
Yeah.
A wonderful New York record. Absolutely. Yeah. I'll play them all.
Okay. Thank you, Raleigh.
Okay, thanks for calling.
I appreciate
that. All right.
Okay, yeah. Good night. Okay, bye-bye.
And I'll be more likely to play. I promised I'd play the Eric Clapton sign language, and I will, because I keep my promises. But I'll tell you, next hour, we're probably going to hear Goodnight Magic Mirror and Mr. Lonely. I might throw in that Brenda Holloway record, too. There were so many from which to choose, but I picked one, and that's for Fran. So that may do it. Yeah, sorry, Jack. Wanda Jackson might have to wait. We'll see. Coming up on WGN Radio.
You speak to me in sign language, as I'm eating a sandwich in a small cafe at a quarter to three. Well, I can't respond.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Well, there it is. That's Jay in Cincinnati's Request Sign Language. It's from the No Reason to Cry album, Don't You Know, 1976 on RSO. Eric Clapton along with the Zip Code. Well, yeah, Bob Dylan, the band, and a number of other people are on that album as well. But there you have it. All right. You know what's going to happen. Of course, Chuck and Downers Grove is going to get his requests because, yeah, I want to hear him. All right. So there you go. All right. 888-876-5593-8888 Raleigh. And we've got Mike in Elmwood Park. What's up, Mike?
How you doing, Raleigh?
I can't complain. How about yourself?
I can't complain either. Nobody listens.
Yeah, it's probably just as well.
I got a couple of requests.
All right. Yeah, you heard your Impala. Okay.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Well, what else we got?
How about Silhouettes by the Rays?
Okay.
And there's another one here called I Love You by the Volume.
Oh, yes. I played that several times, actually, and we'll play it again.
Yeah, that's, you know, I, like I say, I've got a big record collection, but I love the show because, you know, you play a lot of requests, and I appreciate it, and I enjoy listening. I really do.
Well, that's great. Silhouettes is one of those records that's been done by everybody, and actually one of my favorite versions is by The Futures, the group that did Angel in Disguise and Party Time Man. So might play that, too, because it's a really nice version of Silhouettes.
Yeah, I know. There's a lot of tunes out there. I mean, we have a big record collection, my wife and I, and
yeah.
I got stuff on Roulette that they came out with these, they're like golden oldies.
Oh, of course, like, yeah, the 22 Original Winner series and the Goldies But Goodies series, yes, got them both.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, I miss this stuff. You know, there's very few radio stations in Chicago except for MeTV-FM. They're the only ones that play all the old stuff. Nobody else plays it.
Well, right, because we're just fossils is the problem. You couldn't sell us to any advertiser if your life depended on it. But the beauty of the internet is that every one of these things is available.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, but
I go on the I go on YouTube quite a bit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, as long as you know what you're looking for. The problem with YouTube, of course, if you don't know what you're looking for, you're never going to find it. And that's the nice thing about some of the oldie stations. And like KJ, my KJ, I play things that nobody's ever heard of. So at least you're introduced to other stations. And other songs.
No, I enjoy your show. I really do.
Well, great to have you.
I listen every night, including the rebroadcast.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, you're doing better than me. Well, thank you.
Well, you have a good week.
All right. Appreciate it. Thanks. All right.
Bye.
So, looking forward to Mr. Lonely, but I also realized I promised Eric in Minneapolis I'd get Chicago, a couple of them, a prelude to Air. So I'll try to get that in here as well. So otherwise, if it's on your mind, it'll be on mine. Relatively quiet at the moment. I should have pulled Carol's old show prep because I saved that stuff. And people who are dead continue to be dead. So maybe I should look for some of that because she comes up with she came up with great information. Boy, I miss her terribly because she kept me in line with everything that was going on and made me sound like I knew what I was doing, which, of course, nothing could be further from the truth. So, I'm going to do that. Today's the 12th, right? Yes, Eclipse Day. And let's see, August 12th. Let's see what she gave us. Subject, yes. All right. So, see, by keeping the old stuff, I just have to go back and add a couple years to the death totals, I guess. So, come on, you can do this. It's not. Oh, I see why. All right, now, here we go. Absolutely. So, we have August 12th and 13th. Day Baby Cortez. Yeah. Turns 88 this week. I hope he's still alive. I don't know. He was 2 years ago. Rod Bernard. Yeah, would have been 86. From Opelousas, Louisiana, Swamp Pop. Yeah, we played some Bobby Charles early, same vein there. And Joe Jones, man, he would have turned 100 today. You talk too much. Yeah, right. He also did the original California Sun. Everybody thought that was the Rivieras, but that was a remake. Percy Mayfield would have been 106 today in Minden, Louisiana. Hit the road, Jack, and send somebody love. And, yeah, died, which is a long time, 1984, had a heart attack. Jimmy McCracklin, the Walk, yeah, would be 105 today from Elaine, Arkansas. Gloria Monty, and you're saying who? Well, soap opera fans know she was the producer of General Hospital for quite a while, and she would have been 105 today. Died in Rancho Mirage in 2006. And Buck Owens would have been 97 today. Yep, died in his sleep, apparent heart attack. And they had just finished a show at the Crystal Palace in Bakersfield, his hometown, and he was only 76 years old. So, that's sad. Just 20 years ago right now. Good radio station owner. His stations were really, really neat. KNIX in Phoenix and, of course, Bakersfield as well. So, Howard Tate. Oh, I loved Howard Tate. And he would have been 87 this week. And he was in a group with Garnett Mims. They were gospel singers in Philadelphia as kids. And then later, he wound up doing some stuff, and look at Granny Run, and some other stuff as well. In fact, while I was in Philadelphia, I looked him up, I found him, I had him on the air, played some of his stuff, and he wrote Get It While You Can for Janis Joplin, but he also, like I say, I guess the big hit would be Look at Granny Run. Porter Wagoner would be 99. Whoa, unbelievable how time flies. And he's been dead almost 20 years now too. Alright, so what else do we have? We got requests from Ken. Let's see what he wants to hear. So, alright, Ken, welcome back to WGN Radio. What's up?
I got a question, Raleigh, on the Manhattan Transfer, the older guy who was in the doo-wops. I think his name is Joel.
Okay, on Manhattan Transfer? No,
yeah.
It wasn't Joel, but I'm trying to think. He's no longer with us, sadly, and he's the one I loved. Tim, I think it was, but
he was in a group in the 50s and 60s called the Criterions.
Okay.
Do you have anything by them?
Yep, but I'm trying to get his name. Tim, was it Tim Hauser?
I'm not sure. I got it on the back of one of my albums.
No,
he
was the best thing there. Yeah,
right,
Tim Hauser. That's what it was. And he grew up in New York. You know, he was a big Alan Freed fan, and he started the Criterions. And
there's a picture of the group, five guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like from the 50s, possibly.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you don't have that, a song from Baby, I'm For Real by the Originals.
Oh, what a wonderful song that is.
Yeah. And also, this is a message for Cindy. I live close by to her. If she'd like to go for lunch, she can get my number from John.
Oh, my. Okay. You're a brave soul. All right. Originals. All right.
Well, no, she sounds like she'd be a lot of fun.
I think so. It could be a very interesting meal. Okay. Yeah, so, Baby, I'm For Real.
She'd be a lot of fun to talk to. Baby, I'm For Real, the Originals.
All right.
If you have a song by the Criterion.
Yeah, I will look for that because I'm sure I do somewhere here. And
he's passed away, you said?
Yes, he's no longer with us. I wish that he was, but he died. It's been 10, 12 years ago, probably now, 10 or 12 years. It's been a while. And died well, he was only 72, I think, when he died. So far too young. But he grew up in the Jersey Shore. And so like Asbury Park and places like that and Belmar.
Yeah.
So he had some really good stuff. But yeah, the Criterions had two singles. I Remain Truly Yours and Don't Say Goodbye. And
The Japanese love that group.
Interesting. Well, they probably like Big Beat Show by Alan Freed. Yeah, those things which are probably on video.
The Japanese people love the Manhattan Transfer.
Well,
and
as well they should.
And in the Philippines, they love the Letterman.
Yeah.
Which I think they're also alive.
Yeah. Yeah, all right. So let's see what I can... find out. Yeah, Tim Hauser, after he, the Criterions, which didn't have hits and all that kind of stuff, he went to school, and
right.
I think he went to Villanova or something. But anyway, he wound up after the Air Force. He was an ad man, and he did market research, and Pepsodent and Johnson & Johnson and all that. And so he should have written their jingles, but he didn't, and worked for special products of Nabisco. So, he was the ace of pet food. But anyway, but then Manhattan Transfer, which, of course, that was originally Gene Pastilli and Marty Nelson and Eric Dickens and Pat Rosalia originally. And they did Jukin on Capitol. And that was, then they disbanded. And so Hauser had nothing he could do, so he became a cab driver. And it was interesting because they later, of course, reformed. And he was at a party in Laurel Canyon in L.A. where he met Janice Siegel, and that caused them to reform Manhattan Transfer.
Oh, so they're still performing.
Oh, absolutely. They are absolutely still performing. In fact, we have a documentary coming up on them.
I heard that.
Yeah, Dennis. Dennis is involved in that, so he'll keep us posted.
I heard that. Okay, well, thanks a lot.
All right, thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
So, yes, indeed. So, yeah, but Tim Hauser loved R&B, so you gotta respect that. Oh, speaking of which, we'll play some more coming up on WGN Radio.
Say goodbye.
was the first release for the Criterions. That also was the first release on their label, Cecilia. In fact, you know it's the first release because the label copy prints the name of the label wrong. Yes, it's supposed to be Cecilia, C-E-C-I-L-I-A, but if you look at the record, it's C-E-C-E-L-I-A. They apparently couldn't spell, but it was a little Belmar label and a little Belmar group. There were six guys in that group, and that was clearly a Criterions production. One of the members wrote it, and the lead, I'm trying to remember, he was not the lead singer, and Tim Hauser was not the lead singer. It was like the first tenor or something like that, but I guess it was Tom Picardo wrote it, and then John Mangi was the lead. But yeah, they put out a couple songs on Cecilia, and Don't Say Goodbye was the first one, and then I Remain Truly Yours. So Tim Hauser fans, that's how it started, but whether you can recognize him on that record, I leave that to you. So 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, we have another hour, and that gets me a chance because I realized I made some promises here that I haven't kept yet. So promised Eric his, his Chicago record, and we'll do that. But then I got to get to Chuck's choices. Yeah, Good Night and Magic Mirror and Mr. Lonely. All right, so plenty of things if it's on your mind. Like I said, very slow tonight, so I'm virtually talking to myself. Not that that's impossible for me to do. In fact, what that reminds me, I should look to see if there's a daily edition of 2020 News. Yeah, little feature that Kevin and Steve put together, a la CKLW style, and they're all true stories, and they're just written in a style that you don't otherwise hear. And some of the lines are just classic. So let me see if I can, whether or not there is one. Usually I have them queued up and ready just in case, but I don't tonight because life intervened and I've been having a meltdown here with the hardening computer files and things like that. So it's not been easy, but it will be. It'll all be fine. And then in the middle of it, I'm sure it's the moisture because there's moisture everywhere. And I was not using today, the first day that I didn't use all of my no-see-um repellent. And sure enough, I got attacked. I have welts like you've never seen. I thought, oh, this is just what I need. But it's nonetheless exactly what happened. Now, did I get? I'm still looking to see if I got. Oh, yes, I did. Okay, so I got today and tomorrow for 2020 News, and we can hear them, and it in moments, actually, now that I think about it, if I just save the attachments and get it together, we probably will. But other than that, thanks to people like James on the South Side and Engineer Bob, I am always loaded with things to talk about, and this will be no exception tonight. Usually, I don't even get around to it because there's so much going on, but it's, and John and I were speaking the other day saying, you know, it's been really nice. We've had a real good caller volume of late, and then we got this week. Yeah, that's the way it goes. All right, so what do we have? Yeah, articles like, why do people wear monocles? I don't know, but apparently someone decided to write a story about it. So, you know, if worse comes to worse, you'll hear it. Let's first see if we can hear 2020 News, because it's probably going to be more entertaining than I otherwise would be. So let's check that out here. All right. I know it. Know it's here somewhere. And, yep, let's see. Well, I thought it was here. So, right. Oh, great. It's not? All right, maybe next hour then. I don't know where it went. It should have been right there. Oh, all right. Speak and I shall find. So we'll see. Yeah, not 90 seconds of what's going on at the world at large in a writing style you otherwise wouldn't hear on 2020 News.
A Bronx Nail plus four grief clover and a current affair. I'm Grant Marshall, 2020 News. Real news, real stories, real fun. Karma's Bewitched. Blinker, clinker, linker, stinker. One of the Bronx's dumbest criminals took a turn for the worse when he forgot to signal while hanging a right cop's claim. The boys in blue whoop-de-doo figured they had a tedious traffic ticket to hand out until they allegedly found dope in the car, and we don't just mean the dimwit driver. Turns out NYPD Clue thinks signal schlub is good for a murder near the Bronx Zoo that very same morning. What goes around comes a clown. Heel of fortune. Luck be a shady to fright. Jackpot hotshots gone crackpot in Scott County, Kentucky cops claim as this Powerball prize winner's rap sheet since his lotto luck has grown to four arrests. Cool Hand Kook scored $167 million last year, but Bonzo Bonanzas has been busted since, on charges from strangling to burglary to domestic violence and kicking a cop in the face. Kentucky Stain keeps falling down, down, down. Dumb guys have all the yuck. Kramer versus Shamer, Knock Mock Who's Glare, Central Park Jess, As Price Spy with My Little Eye, Something That Is Hubba Hubby Hard Copy, A Big Time New York Attorney Gets Caught Making Out with a Junior Associate Near Strawberry Squealds, A TikTok Kid Kodak Growls Get a Room, Then Plasters the Prurient Pics Online. But who's creepier, the married middle-aged Big Apple lawyer or the 7-year snitch? And that's what's happening. I'm Grant Marshall, 2020 News.
Yeah, I'd like all the news to be written kind of like that. I'd pay a little more attention, I do believe. So, what else? And I'll come up with plenty of things to talk about next. Or we'll play more of your requests, because that could happen too. James on the South Side gave me an article about how heat stroke kills. I'm not going to share that with you because it scared the living daylights out of me, because sometimes it could be days or weeks after the fact. I had heat stroke, and it's been over 20 years now in Ottawa, of all places. Yeah, who goes to Canada and gets heat stroke? Well, I do. Scared the hell out of John. The reality, though, was I don't think my heart beat normally for days. And but I had no idea. And apparently this is the deal, that a lot of the deaths are not from the incident. It's related to the incident, of course, but not from the peak point of the incident, but later. And the body mounts an immune response to it that literally could kill you. Yeah, I'm glad I didn't know that at the time, because I figured when I returned to normal, that was it. Of course, normal is questionable. I don't know that we really want to define it that way, but return to whatever it was. All right. So it was, I think it was James who might have, but it could have been Bob, who gave me the people who disappeared. And it was Bob, I think. Nope. I'll find it again, because I thought that was interesting. They mentioned one of them, my favorite story, of course, D.B. Cooper. And there's an entire group form for this. And no, we still don't know. I kind of hope he's alive. It'd be a long time now, but I do hope he's alive. But some of the others, conspiracy stuff, obviously. Everything from Amelia Earhart to Jimmy Hoffa and more. But they all have stories of merit. But the D.B. Hopper, D.B. Cooper, that's the one that floats my boat. I'm going to have to see if they've come up with anybody else lately. And hopefully we'll come up with your calls, too, next hour right here on WGN Radio. Call them. And big New York hit, as I mentioned, but the group was from Rhode Island. And in fact, the formation were Anderson Poncia. Yeah, Peter Andreoli and Vinnie Poncia were pretty much the heart of that and others as well. And they had a few things in New York that were hits. And I say that because, you know, it was pretty much the only place you heard them. But Mr. Lonely was on JDS Records. And you might ask yourself, well, who's that? I don't know. I assume it stood for the owner of that. It also was released on Warwick, but I think it was originally in 1960 on JDS. In 59, they had one song that no one's ever heard of on Roadie, but that was a Cranston, Rhode Island label. So I don't know. But Anderson Poncia certainly went on. In the mid-60s, they were a number of groups. They were the Trade Winds and the Innocents and a few others as well. And they were, I thought they were terrific. So 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. Gene is in Dalton. All right, so Gene, firstly, how are you feeling?
Well, I'm not doing well at all. I'm calling you. I'm looking for an all-night sleeper, and here I am. You know, the storms of my grandson. He's stuck in Valparaiso, Indiana, with no electric. They don't expect it until Friday morning. He went had to go all the way to Michigan to get a generator. I'm sitting here. Someone was so violent that there's something in my wall running water constantly, and I've got to find it.
Now,
they're, none of them are coming out. So, you know, I'm not doing too well. 92 years old, I've been through tornadoes before, and wind damage, the whole bit. But this one was a little crazy, and a lot of people, some people are dead there. I was going to buy a home in my mother's
home, but
they were fine. Now, so what's wrong? I said, I'm going to call her all
night. Right.
I said, turn me up and just find a plumber.
Gene, your phone sounds like you're underwater. So, yeah,
it is.
I'm only getting
it
every.
It's very bad today.
Yeah, I'm only getting every fifth or sixth word. But if you have water seeping through your walls, that means there's exterior damage somewhere.
There it is. It's on the side of the kitchen.
Okay.
And, you know, this is a quad level. And it's running all the way from the sump pump all the way up, you know.
This is not good. This is not good because this is the makings of black mold if it's not remediated correctly.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, so.
It was so funny that you also had an add-on just before as I'm waiting about Jeff buys your home. I'm ready to walk out of here tomorrow.
Right. Well, I actually wouldn't blame you. Okay, so you do own the home.
Oh, yes.
All right. Well, you don't want to fool around with this because it really is ripe for mold formation, and then it becomes tremendously expensive. So you want to get some help there from somebody who mitigates that.
Oh, you know, there's a Permaseal we called, and they don't do that, but I thought that, you know, they're repaired, and I want that maybe with them, but no. So there's a place called Four Seasons, and they're going to come out at 8 o'clock. I'm my first on the list.
Oh, man.
But in the meantime, I said to the family, going to call the fire department.
Well,
because I want them to come in and see what's going on there because I don't want them to break. You know how water in the whole house.
Right. I'm not sure the fire department will do that, but there are experts in this field. And when you're talking about like mold remediation, you want people who are certified in that and who can come out and do a full inspection. Because the problem with this is the things that you don't catch down the road become a nightmare.
Oh, my gosh. I hope not.
Well, you know, it won't because you're going to catch it. That's what I'm saying. You can avoid this entirely because this just started. Oh. It's not like you've been having this for 20 years. So, right, this is a new problem. So nothing's happened yet, but this is the time to nip it in the bud and make sure that nothing does happen. And I'd want to deal with someone who was certified in knowing how to handle, you know, potential mold issues. And, of course, when you're talking about something coming from a sump pump and things like this, you also have plumbing issues.
Oh, I know, but we both babysit the pump while the brains came, you know, in the wind. We had to babysit that and think, oh my God, don't
let our lights go out. Don't let our lights go out. So here in the meantime, you know, Elizabeth was going to take this week to be by Nicholas, and he picked her up Saturday. So she's stuck there with no lights after leaving here to come back to New York. And the thing is that I said, oh, my God. He left here with storms, and now your Valparaiso's gotten
Yeah, well,
the governor though is giving out the generators, but it was too late. He was already all the way to Michigan to get the this morning, you know, because the baby couldn't be without the formula.
Right, of course.
So he was with the, you know, because that's important. You know, I was stocked up here, but and she only had a little bit when she was leaving. She had so much, and. Oh, anyway, boy, I'll tell you. I said I just gotta call Raleigh. I need a plumber.
Oh man, you absolutely do need a plumber. That'll be probably easier to find than somebody who really understands how to prevent mold. But a good plumber should be. And the problem is, as you know, you're not alone because Dalton has had a lot of damage. And
I'm not through with the damage from the big storm last year.
Well,
I'm not finished with that. I just had the roof for. 2 weeks ago, they had repaired the roof of the flashing because, you know, the roof is not too old. I mean, I had estimates for that. They said, no, it's not your whole roof. And so I did a good price, and he just did that flashing last week. But then I had the chimney done, you know, because that once last year knocked up the chimney, so that's to be done. But now I've got this thing. And I just have to babysit, and I haven't had any sleep yesterday afternoon. And I'll tell you, I'm getting kind of, you know.
Well, sure. Sure.
It's getting nerve-wracking.
Oh, of course it is. And I just don't understand what's wrong with your phone because I usually I can tell, but it's like you'll go in and out of being able to hear you completely.
Right.
Which,
well, Jim and I can't even talk. You know, being a quad level, we talk on the phone for the floors.
Right.
And we can't even talk. We can't even get each other.
Oh, man.
And it's horrible. But we're not the only ones. It's bad all over.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's hideous here. The storms are really hitting Illinois.
Yeah.
But then now Indiana's getting it bad. And it's just, you know, an ongoing thing, but all over the world.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
We're not the only ones, you know.
Oh,
there's
absolutely.
A reason. And I'm not God, so I'm not going to play God. I don't know.
Right.
<It's out there. laughs> But anyway, I just wanted to kid you about that.
Well, I'm delighted you called, and you're sounding great as far as that goes, but I'm sorry you're having to go through this.
Oh, it's awful. You know, it's just terrible.
Yeah.
And, you know, I said to Nicholas, I says, oh, my God. I says, you're driving in Michigan? And he says, I have to. And, you know, Indiana doesn't have any generators. I said, I know how that is. So
yeah.
I've got the generator, but it's not up to go. And my neighbor, who usually does that, he was gone all day.
Oh, no.
I was going to have him, you know, prep it for me, you know, put the gasoline in it, the oil. And,
right.
But he wasn't around. So I'm looking forward to morning and seeing four seasons show up here.
Yes.
Then I'll be first on the list because I'm old.
Oh, good. Perfect. Play it to the hilt.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's right.
That was real nice.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
You know, Charlie, the girl told Kimberly, the young girl that, you know, doing all the calls because they're so, really, we call many, but she said she's waiving the $85 just to come.
Oh, wow.
Night.
That's great.
Yeah. And I thought that was a nice present. Some good comes with the bad all the time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
you
of course it does.
Live your life long enough, that's how it happens. You know, the good, the bitter with the better.
Oh, you betcha. So do you have power now?
Well, I've got electric.
Okay, good.
I prayed hard for electric.
Good.
Because if the pump would have gone out, I would have had to leave for a hotel.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I would have never stayed. I would have just let it go. And your advertisement was just whatever rid of him by your house right before you came on. And I said, oh, I'm calling him.
Oh, man.
Oh, but it's rough all over. I'm not the only one, but I'm just too old. because I started to lift some things and I can't do it with my hernia.
Well,
and
sure.
I got caught, you know, really funny. And I told Kimberly, I guess I'm getting old because it's the first time that my legs got shaky just trying to move some things around. And even in the hospital, they couldn't believe that I could walk and I don't complain about falling or being weak. But I can't wait today.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't chance it. Don't lift anything. And I mean, we're laughing about it, but if it comes to going to a hotel, go. You know, I mean,
I'm going. We
right.
will.
Your health. We will. Your health is so much more important than your property.
Oh, and how? So. I told Kimberly, if nothing comes easy tomorrow morning, I said, we're leaving.
Yeah.
I said, because we'll both be gone.
Right.
You know, she's got real bad legs, you know, that fibromyalgia and all that good stuff, too. You know, she's 70. My baby.
Right. I know. But she just sent me a picture of the first teeth of your great-grandbaby.
Oh, isn't that something?
That's amazing.
Oh, I know. You know, after all these years, it was, you know, he's something.
Yeah.
I'm going to miss him, but I can't take it either, you know. It's hard, you know.
Yeah.
And I tried lifting him, and my hernia goes
out
of whack.
No.
That thing I got to worry about. I said, and then he moves now so much.
Sure.
And you know, when they came, you know, in June for the birthdays and to be here for him, he was not like that. But now he is real. Well, his little hands and his little legs, and so he moves more. So I hold him on my lap with a little pillow. But the thing was, the last two times, I says, you're getting too frisky for me. I said, Grandma can't do that no more. And so he looked at me because he always gives me a kiss. I sing that song in Touch of My Island that I made up years ago. I told you about that. And he goes to sleep with it, and it comforted him. And I'm going to miss him. I'm going to miss him. But the thing is, I'm too old.
Oh,
you know, for all the handling of him.
Oh, absolutely.
And, but he was a love, and it was nice, that we could, Grandma's got to see him.
Yes.
And, Kimberly brought him a little chair, and he just had started a little walker chair.
That's great.
Things on it. And he liked that, so she said, just ship it to me, so we'll ship it to New York, because he was just starting to enjoy it, you know.
Good.
But it's just one of those things, you know, life goes on.
Yes, it does. Yeah, whether we want it to or not, here we are. Well, like I say, you're sounding great, but do not try to lift things. Do not try to do things.
No.
Just, you know, hopefully they'll show up tomorrow and things will be better, but there's plenty of hotel rooms if it's not.
Right. Well, you know, God's been good to me, so I can't complain.
Good.
My troubles, you know, I don't blame on any God of anybody. It's because I have been, you know, I've had a good life, you know.
Yeah.
I've had a long life, and I am the last of 8 children. So, you know what? I think we've done pretty good.
Yes. No, absolutely.
Yeah.
You're an inspiration. Trust me, you are.
Oh, thank you, Raleigh. You know, I wish the best for you and John, too.
Well, thanks.
I hope that, you know, you'll have the memories, both of you, of each other forever. No one will take that away, you know?
Yeah.
You have the good things that happen. And we all do have our little to-dos, but those are forgotten. They're all forgotten.
Right, right.
Yes, I know I'm taking your time, but tomorrow night, if I'm wherever I am, if you'll play, you know, I'll see you in my dreams, okay?
I'll see you in my dreams. I'll do it. You betcha.
Oh, thank you.
All right.
And God bless you.
Okay,
and
thanks for calling. Take care of yourself and keep us posted. Let me know how it's going.
Okay, I will.
Okay, thanks.
And now, make sure you take care of there, too.
We're trying.
The humidity.
Yeah.
Be careful.
All right, thanks.
Okay,
appreciate
God bless. Bye-bye for now.
So, Gene is an inspiration. Come on. You know, we should all do so well in our 90s. Just unbelievable to me. And But, the weather everywhere. And it's cyclical, like we've talked so often. And, could get worse. Who knows? The Earth goes through changes. But There you have it. But we're here regardless. So 888-876-5593 is 8888-ROLLYE. If you'd like to call and check in with whatever's on your mind, that'll be fine. Otherwise, I'll continue to prattle on because, you know, I won't totally run out of things to talk about. Well, you may wish I had, but I won't. And I'll play another one of Chuck's requests coming up next on WGN Radio.
Magic mirror on the wall, is she the fairest of them all? Oh, oh, tell me, magic mirror on the wall. Magic mirror on the wall, do you think she loves me at all? Oh, tell me, magic mirror on the wall.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James, the Whirlers, and that's one of the few things that they did, and written by Bobby Dunn, who was the baritone of the group, and that was on Whirlin' Disc in 1957, and happy to play that. The flip side is usually what I get a request for, Tonight and Forever, but yeah, Magic Mirror's a nice change, and then the other one that comes up often, Don't You Know, and I don't know, I kind of wanted to hear that, but I'll continue to play your requests coming up. Now, let's see, 888-876-5593. We'll get to Dave and Muskegon right after the news, right here on WGN Radio. Thank you. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. That's what Eric from the Twin Cities wanted, and that's what he got. Prelude to Air from Chicago 7 on Chicago. Yeah, a fine flute solo. So 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, Dave, and Muskegon, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yeah, Raleigh, I was just thinking here and sitting here thinking, I had a question. How long did the Steer family own WKMI in Kalamazoo? I was wondering if you could look that up for me.
Oh, WKMI, huh? I'm trying to think as far as that's go. This is not going to be that easy for me to do offhand. I'm going to have to go through a lot of broadcasting yearbooks. If you really want to know, I can find out, but not while we're talking now.
Yeah.
Why do you care?
I'm a radio buff.
Well, understood.
I was wondering, so I could get it right, the exact years that the Steer family owned WKMI and who was involved as far as members of the family.
Okay, well,
and when they owned WKMI.
Well, let's see. It was built in 47 by Harold Gross. That I know. But when the Steers got it, I'm not sure. I probably have to think about this. I might be able to. I mean, Town Square has it now, but we want to get the years, and of course the FM comes into play too. But
yep, it was the old WSEO.
Yeah, right. When KMI signed on, it was GFG, and in 1947, and it was top 40 really through the 70s. It moved to AC with WKZO, probably the early 1980s. And then it switched to its current format around 1990. But in fact, I think the talk format was born kind of during that Persian Gulf War deal. And then they added the FM, and that was 106.5, I think. That was 64, and that was KMI FM. But so Town Square,
yes.
Town Square bought it in 2013.
Yeah, Cumulus had it before that.
They did. All right. Well, so you know more than I do. All right. I'd have to back into that. And like I say, I don't have time to right now because I don't know it off the top of my head. I mean, I know when it started, and I know the disposition now. But it started in 47. Like I say, it was Harry Gross was from Lansing, and he owned it for years. So. Yeah, when he sold it, he would have sold it to the Steer family, but when? I don't know.
Because I remember WKMI back like in 68, they were a combination of Top 40 and American Standards.
Yeah, okay. No, they bought it in, I found the Steer family, Howard Steer, bought it in 53.
Okay,
right,
Howard
so,
Steer.
Yeah, in 53. So that means that Harry Gross didn't have it for all that long. Steer bought it in 53, and he also had a TV station for a while. That was TB 36, and then he surrendered it. It wasn't a long time. But yeah, when did he sell it? Judith, I think that was his wife, she died about 10 years ago. I might be able to find out something from that. I can't believe I even know who these people are, but she died, like I say, it's 10, 12 years ago. And I'm trying to see whether it, in her obit, it doesn't talk about her ownership of the station. So, okay, doesn't matter. All right, moving right along. So let's see. So what we want to find out is when did the Steer family sell it? So we now know they bought it in 1953.
Yes, there's a David Steer, I know, and a Robert Steer, but I don't know at what point they had anything to do with ownership.
All right. They sold it in 72.
And who did they sell that to in 72, Debbie? Howard Steer.
Well, I'm trying to figure this out. I absolutely want subsequent owners. So let's see. So here's the sale to Town Square. If I can find anything else. Okay. And KZO, that it was MMT for a while, wasn't it?
Yep. KZO was owned by Fetzer.
Right.
And then after that was Carl Lee.
Yeah, okay. But KMI, So they sold it in 72. Who did they sell it to? Okay. I don't know. These are the kind of things, like I say, that I probably shouldn't waste time on the air. I should probably just have you call back and I'll do it. I won't do it this week because I've got to harden a dozen computers. But as soon as I do, I will. I'll let me write a note to myself to get the full ownership.
I can call you in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I'll know it by then. Absolutely.
Yes, because today is Thursday morning, because I'm in Muskegon, Michigan, and this is the 13th. I can call you on the 27th.
Okay, whatever. I'll have it within a week. I'll find the time because if I don't finish these computers in the next couple of days, I'll just die. So I'm not planning to die. So I'll do it after that. I'll put it on the list.
That sounds good.
All right.
And the second thing is, I was wondering if you could play some old broadcasts from the old WABC FM back in 1968.
When it was Love?
Yep.
Oh, God. Yeah, Medium with a Message. I don't know. You can listen to all that stuff on YouTube. I know you don't have a computer. All right. So.
With YouTube, you have to have video.
No, you don't have to. You don't need to watch it. Just hear it.
Yes.
I never watch it.
Yeah, because I have Alexa and YouTube.
Yeah, I don't, they you have to have some kind of video for them to put the file up there. But that doesn't mean you got to look at it while you're listening to it.
You have to have some kind of video?
No, I'm telling you, you don't have to have any video.
Okay.
Just listen to the audio.
Oh, okay.
You don't have to watch it.
Okay, now, would you have to pay a subscription fee for the YouTube?
No, if you don't pay a subscription fee, they have commercials. They have pre-rolls that you'll hear, and sometimes they have commercials in the files. I don't know. I do pay for it. I think it's the best money I ever spend each month, but so I don't get the commercials. But I know if you do, there's a pre-roll before every file starts, and then sometimes there's commercials within the files.
Yes.
But other than that, it's free.
Oh, okay. Just have to link it to my account, and they won't charge me.
No, they will not charge you. You're just going to go to a URL. You're not going to link it to anything. You're just going to tell Alexa to go to YouTube and what you want, I guess. I don't know.
Okay, I'll try that and see if it works, because I know in the past I've asked it to play YouTube, and it said I can't do it because you don't have
there's
video.
No. Tell it to do it anyway.
Okay.
You know, in other words, you just want to hear the audio portion of it. You don't want to see the video portion of it.
Yes. That's all I want to do is hear it, because I can't see it. I'm totally blind.
So you said, now here's the deal. What are you trying to access it from? What kind of equipment?
My Alexa.
But Alexa's connected to something. Alexa doesn't work on its own. What's it connected
to? Amazon Music.
Right, Amazon Music. But what's the device you're using?
Oh, it's an Echo Dot.
No. You've got a computer in this mix somewhere, or a phone or something.
I have an Amazon Fire tablet.
Yeah, that's...
And I have 1, 2, 3 Alexas. They're Amazon.
All right. I don't know what to tell you, because I can't help you. You'd have to get somebody else to help you.
Okay.
All right.
I understand.
Yeah, I just don't know. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, everything I do is on computers. So, and I don't use Alexa or any Fire Sticks or any of that crap. I just don't touch them. So you want to talk to somebody who does, because I'm sure everybody else in the world does. So find somebody.
Okay.
Find a friend there somewhere who can see and say, hey, here's what I want to do. I want to go ahead and hear what's on YouTube. But I want to see it. I just want to hear it.
Okay, I'll do it. I'll just tell them I want to hear what is on YouTube.
Right. And they should
see it.
Right.
I'm blind.
Yeah,
so
we don't care.
I want to just hear it.
Right. Exactly. Because I listen to YouTube hours a day. I've never once looked at it. So I mean, I'm sure there's a thing to look at, but I've never done it.
Oh.
I just listen to it.
Okay.
So somebody will help you. And I'd be a fool to say it was me, because I just don't use this stuff the way you do. Hopefully maybe somebody can call. So keep listening, because I have a feeling that someone will know more than I will about this, which would be almost everybody.
Oh, okay. Okay.
All right. And meanwhile, I will. So I don't know about the love format. If I find something, but otherwise, I promise you, I will give you the full ownership of KMI.
All righty. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, those are like little riddles. I start getting interested. It's like, because I remembered the first owner, but he sold out early in 53. So we'll find him. All right, so 888-876-5593, another one of your requests coming up next on WGN Radio.
Oh, good night, my love, until tomorrow.
That's the Elegant, Staten Island's own, and they wrote it, and it was the flip side of the first thing that they released, actually, and a fine little song it was on Apt, and the interesting thing about that, of course, is it did nothing, but the next record was Little Star, which, of course, a huge hit and played to this day, but glad that Chuck requested Good Night, because I otherwise wouldn't have thought to play it, although it comes up on KJ every three or four nights at midnight. All right, so 888-876-5593-8888 Raleigh. Michael is in Harvey. Welcome to WGN Radio, Michael.
Good morning, Miss Raleigh. A gentleman that called about his Alexa.
Yeah.
If he's hooked up to Prime TV or Wi-Fi, he can get whatever he wants. I have a friend in a Grange, and he has his whole house hooked up to Alexa.
Yeah, like you say, Prime TV or whatever, he's got to have it hooked up to something. That's what I was trying to get at.
Yeah.
And hopefully someone close to him can walk him through it, because obviously it seems like he's not getting the basics there. But yeah, you're absolutely right. I'm delighted that you called, Michael. Thank you.
You're quite welcome, man. Him and I, we're in the same boat. We've been blind since 2013.
Wow. Well, how are you coping?
Quite marvelous.
That's
my
great.
My friends and colleagues, they tell me, you know, you don't need us. You know, you go everywhere and do everything you want.
That's what I like to hear. That's just terrific.
Yeah,
I'm delighted. Good for you.
Yeah, we go all over City of Harvey, Chicago.
Yeah.
I went to go see a friend of mine who had just come out of the hospital in Hammond.
Uh-huh.
And he asked me how I got to her, and I told her, well, here's your choice. I either walked to you, I rode my bike, I drove my Porsche, or I took the trip. I took the bus and train.
Uh-huh.
Pick one.
Yeah, well, I think driving the Porsche was out, but it would be interesting to watch.
Yes, it would.
Well, this is great. Now, you call me again, Michael. I want to hear from you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it.
Have a
all
good
right.
day.
You too. So, 888-876-5593. And Ruth and Gurney's closing it out tonight. So, Ruth, what's on your mind?
Well, I would rather be in Hawaii, and I'm going to try and do this as quickly as possible, and I think I can. I have a couple of stories that related military-wise, and I have a pay-it-forward that while I go backwards, I would like to use that small military experience with a pay-it-forward. So one starts in the 1960-68. A Marine at Naval Station Great Lakes, where I was volunteering for their cause, tipped me off to a hotel place to stay in Waikiki, the Waikiki Ebbetide.
Okay.
So I get out of the international airport, which I hope to ask you a question where you were in Hawaii, and if we don't get enough time, I'll do it another time. But, okay, I get off at the airport, and it's a very small airport, and two people are in an office. There's no one else around, and I ask what they call a taxi cab for me and where I'm going to be going to, and the other guy says, I'll give you a ride. And of course, I accept this because I think that there's a United Airlines employee in the office and everything's going to be fine. So I get in the taxi, and the next thing I know, I'm out overlooking up on a hill to a beach down at the bottom, and it's the Black Beach. And he had driven to a hotel, and it looked like a factory, and he said, it's closed. I'll have to bring you back in the morning when they open up. So I wind up at this beach. There is a boathouse there, and I go in and change to go in and swim. I come back, and he's gone. There's no one else around for miles. I discover that he's stolen almost $100 from my purse. So I go up the hill. There's no phone available. I go up to the top of the hill. I don't know where I am or where I'm going. And all of a sudden, a squad car appears, a Hawaiian police officer. He's about in his 40s. I think he probably was military from World War II. And I tell him what happened. And I said, there's no phone here for me to call for a taxi cab. And he says, I can't take you. I'll get in trouble if I give you the ride back to Honolulu. And I go, but I can't get out of here, and this guy may come back. So he does. He lets me into the squad car. He takes me to where I was supposed to be, which was the Waikiki Ebbetide. So that's an interesting thing because I don't know where the guy went. Was he coming back? Was he buying drugs? Was I going to be left there? Or would I be swimming in the ocean? And who knows what would have happened. But it's a moment where you feel your safety was provided for because someone else made a decision that he thought would be going against the police department's rules. But he gave me a ride back. Now, the second pay-it-forward military story is I had missed the train out of Long Island back to my hotel, and I decided that I wanted to go to Central Park and sleep under a tree. And so I'm walking through the park, and there's a bunch of bums sleeping under the trees. So I'm just walking along, and along comes two soldiers in uniform from West Point. I still remember one name, Wayne Chapman from North Carolina. So we spent the morning and the day together touring New York, and we went over to Rockefeller Center, and we were having whatever it was, lunch, late dinner, and someone sent a bottle of wine over to the table. And I have had that throughout my life, and now I'm wondering, I'd like to do that again. All right. I'd like to be somewhere.
Well, here's the deal, Ruth. You have just ended the show, so you'll have to pick up the rest of your story tomorrow night or sometime soon. Thanks for calling.
Oh, not tomorrow night.
Okay, then not tomorrow night. Whatever. All right.
Well, he's not
that's it. It's over.
Okay,
yeah. No,
bye-bye.
I am tomorrow night.
Bye-bye.
This is Wednesday. I am available tomorrow night. This is Wednesday. Thursday, you betcha, I'll do it. And yeah, that's the deal. It's a wrap. It's we thank Adam for keeping us on the air and John for screening your calls. And to both of you who called, okay, it was a few more than that, but not improve that tomorrow night, wouldn't you? Either way, I'll touch you in 21 hours. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.